I know you don't want to hear about Stormy Daniels, but you're going to hear about Stormy Daniels and the stupid bullshit political persecution that even that dipshit KGP is saying, you can't talk about Donald Trump's bullshit political persecutions in the courtrooms because that's an election thing. Yeah. That's the quiet part real loud. It's election meddling. Of course it is. They still won't tell anybody what the underlying crime is. And this dude's in court for weeks. You've had a bunch of witnesses and testimony given in front of this bullshit jury over here, and they still don't know what the underlying crime is. That's how you know it's political persecution. That's how you know it's lawfare, and that's how you know it's election meddling. But anyway, here's the star witness. So the star witnesses, I won't have this courtroom undermined by Blonald Blump. This is a very serious place of business over here. This court will be respected, Abe! Bring in the lying fucking lawyer who's been arrested and the porn star. Fucking hell. Anyhow, the porn star came in with a bulletproof vest. She wanted to, excuse me, everybody. Oh my God. I don't know what those Blonald Blumpers are going to do to me. They might insurrect the shit out of me. So I'm going to wear a bulletproof vest. The Donald Trump supporters who keep going to work and paying their fucking taxes. Tax chattel. What are you worried that they're going to do? You're worried that they're going to go to work? You fucking bitch. That they might shoot me. So I'm going to wear a bulletproof vest court. Yeah? You're a big old fucking fake titties hanging. Look at, she's telling you she's got a bulletproof vest. But she needs to make sure that her fucking cleavage is still out. She don't want to harm that brand, boys. So, that kind of defeats the entire purpose of a bulletproof vest. If a good 30-something percent of it is missing so you can show off your ugly, floppy Nancy Pelosi titties, you weirdo. New York Post over here. Stormy Daniels wore a bulletproof vest to get to court over fears of what some nut might do to her. Said her shitbag attorney over here. These motherfuckers are all going to end up in prison way before Donald Trump ends up in prison. I'll tell you that right now. There's one savage on that court, in that jury, in that courtroom, who's sitting there going, I'm MAGA motherfuckers. I ain't going to convict Donald Trump on this dumb bitch. But wow, that's weird. That's weird that she wore a bullet. Where'd she put that bulletproof vest at? Stupid idiots. Porn star Stormy Daniels wore a bulletproof vest to get to court to deliver salacious allegations about Blump because she feared, quote, some nut might do to her, said her attorney. 45, she's 45. That's a rough 45, boys, because that's a pound of makeup and a shit ton of Bondo on that face, I'll tell you right now. Daniels also, quote, cried herself to sleep before coming to New York. Cried herself to sleep. She's being paid to do this, by the way. You know she got a fucking ghostwriter typing some stupid shitty book that ain't nobody going to buy, by the way. It's going to go right into the clearance bin. But she's going to get a foreword of millions and millions and millions. They're telling everybody that Michael Cohen, ever since he became a ravenous anti-Blumpfer, has made $3.5 million on his shitty book. Nobody has this book. Nobody bought this book. There are no purchases of this book, but this is just how the deep state and the regime establishment launders money to useful idiots to try and tie Donald Trump up during this election cycle. Meanwhile, you fucking idiots. Every break and Donald Trump comes out after every break or after every day in this courtroom, and there's a million cameras on him, and the dude gets to sit there and essentially campaign now. He's just stupid idiots. Stupid idiots. The dude's pulling higher and he's winning in every swing state right now, you fucking morons. How'd that work out for you? So anyway, we've been promised, by the way, by Stormy Daniels. Could you imagine being Stormy Daniels' husband? He's like, we're going to vacate the country if Blonald Blump wins the election. Yeah, you better. And by the way, we'll fucking find you. We'll extradite you. We'll extradite you from places that don't extradite. Why the fuck not? Screw that. We changed the rules now. And so, if you needed another reason to vote, you got more of these shitbags telling you to go flee the country. But no. Before you flee the country, we're going to grab your assets and make you, this chick owes Trump $300,000 worth of attorney fees. So we're going to grab that and then throw your ass in jail. But she's worried about Blanc supporters. Yeah, it's Blanc and Blanc supporters burning down Kenosha in Chicago, in Minneapolis, in New York City, in Oakland, Seattle, and Portland. Yeah, you fucking bitch. But there you go, boys. She's really concerned. Look at this stupid idiot. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support the channel. We kept up to date on Stormy Daniels and Lawfare. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.